Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Great stuff. Greetings and welcome to this, our first folk scene of May, with me, Mike Brocken, here on MinervaRadio.uk, courtesy of Coldy Media, of course. This time out, we will be presenting to you news of forthcoming folk festivals featuring a few of our favourite artists, hence the opening track from Mary Hell, As a Ghost in Our House. That's taken from that recently released double compilation, Let the Music Speak for Itself. Really good stuff there. Mary Hell actually have a very long summer ahead of them, including gigs at the Bridport and the Warwick festivals. But I just thought I'd draw your attention at this stage to one not far from us here at Minerva Radio. And we're broadcasting from our Chester headquarters today. That being Folk on the Farm in Anglesey, Innismon. The festival runs from the 11th to the 14th of July, and Mary Hell have been added to a great bill that already includes the Furies, yeah, Martin Joseph and Larry Evans, two great Welsh singers there too. So check out Folk on the Farm at live.com. That's Folk on the Farm at live.com. And just for your information, that the Tiddinmon site there in Anglesey is in the village of Brynifail, not far from Amlwch. And I'm sure many of you know about Amlwch and Amlwch Bay. Lots of good holidays spent there over the years, I think. And Mary Hell of many connections with the city of Chester, of course, as well. And the long-running Chester Folk Festival comes up very soon. In fact, only days away as we broadcast this, May Bank Holiday weekend, 24th to the 27th. It's in the pretty village of Kelsall, just outside of Chester. And if you've never been, you must. It's a lovely, lovely site. Great camping, all the rest of it. It's all there. It's a great festival, really, especially for regional and local artists. However, also topping the bill this year are the great Welsh outfit Callan. Fantastic festival band. Take a listen. Lovely stuff. They're a great band. That's Peth Mawr Ydi Cariad from the great Callan. I love them. And they play the Chester Folk Festival this coming May Bank holiday. Honestly, if you're thinking about it as a last minute thing, go and do it. I'd go and see Callan. They're brilliant. I saw them at Llangollen a while back now. They were fantastic at the Arts Centre there. Brilliant band. I should also mention the Chester City Centre actually has its own Fringe Style Festival coming up in August on the 24th, to be precise. And Stick in the Wheel are coming. Also Nick Hart and Frankie Arthur, plus others. And it's going to be a really nice little day. If you have a look at the Alexander's Venue website, check that out. But anyway, more of that in a later selection of tracks for you. But keep an eye out for that. It's called Northgate Folk Festival 2024. The wonderful Beardy Festival, which we've been to previously, which is beardyfolkfestival.co.uk, if you want to find out the site. It's at Hopton Court in Cleobury Mortimer down in Shropshire. Lovely, lovely festival site. It takes place between the 13th and the 16th of June. And it's really grown now, despite the lockdown years, which I think almost saw it off, actually. And this year, the bill includes, believe it or not, Kate Rusby, no less. The Magic Numbers are on, Blackbeard's Tea Party. I remember seeing them at the Wirral Folk Festival. They were brilliant. Many, many more. There's even an audience with Bob Harris. The mind boggles, really, doesn't it? Anyway, but also appearing is one of my favourite Yorkshiremen of all time, really, the great Yorkshireman, Jack Rutter.
Says my lord, will you stay then? Will you stay at my father's house? And walking into these gardens green, in my arms I'll thee embrace. 10,000 times I'll kiss your lips, I'll make sport and we'll be merry. I thank you, lady, for your kindness, but trust me, I cannot stay with thee. For I have killed the Laird Johnston, I did not forget my family's feud, and my loyal heart it did still incline. He was my own kind father's death. By day and night I did pursue, all on him revenge to be. Now I've gotten what I long sought, but trust me, I may not stay with thee. My proper place. Adieu, adieu, Colonel Avrock Fair. Adieu, my castle of the Thrieve, and all of my buildings there. Adieu, Lochmaben's gate so white, and the Langham shank where the birch grows bonny. Adieu, my sweetheart, my one true joy, but trust me, I shall not stay with thee. He has taken a good gold ring, whereat there still hang signets three. Says, take you this, my own dear love, and I have mind of me. But if you take another lot, whilst I'm out upon the sea, his life's but a 3 days' lease, though I may not stay with thee. The wind was fair and the ship was clear, Lord Maxwell he's went away. The most part of his friends were there to give to him their safe convoy. They ate the meat, they drank the wine, presenting to this good lord's sight. Now he's over the flood so grey, Lord Maxwell's taken his last good night.
Lovely ending, the proper ending there, didn't you? Just you can hear the whistle fade away, can't you? Fantastic stuff. Lord Maxwell's Last Good Night from Jack Rutter. Great interpreter of tradition is Jack. And that's from the third album of his trilogy, This Is Something Constant. Came out towards the back end of last year. We played a few tracks from it as we started Folk Scene, or restarted Folk Scene, I should say. And look out for Jack at the Beardy Festival and elsewhere, of course. For example, if you go down to Sidmouth, he's on at Sidmouth. So that's a really good event for you to go. It's a long way away, though, isn't it? I think I'd prefer to see him reasonably locally. Also, Kite Wing are on. Now, Kite Wing are that amalgam band of Christina Alden, Aaron Bennett, Alex Patterson, etc. And they've started picking up quite a lot of festival gigs. We played a track from their brand new album not so long ago, actually, a few editions ago. So let's have a little bit of Kite Wing.
Door, blues are in your room. I'm calling at your back door. What will become of you? I'm going down. Oh, can't you see? I'm not going down. So follow me. I will not follow you. Well, that can never be. Will not follow you. Oh, no, that can never be. I'm not going. Storm and blues are in my nest. When I'll sing and play and dance all day is the way I love the best. I'm bird's nest bound. Oh, can't you see? I'm bird's nest bound. So follow me. Sometimes I think I'll quit you. You'll know I won't. I'm going down. Oh, can't you see? No, I'm not going down. So follow me.
That's Kite Wing. They're great from the East Anglia area, Cambridgeshire, that sort of district. And that's Bird's Nest Bound from their brand new album, actually, just entitled Kite Wing. That's a lovely thing. Ian and I, my producer, were just talking about it and how kind of organic it all is. It's on like a brown card and it looks like somebody's rubber stamped the sleeve and it's you know, it's number 5 of 500, you know, that kind of thing. Lovely, lovely thing. And they're doing a lot of festivals this summer. Our Kite Wing. So look out for them. And they're certainly on at the Beardy Festival. And as we said, that's with Jack Rutter elsewhere as well, of course. Now, another really, really interesting thing about the Beardy Festival is that it's kind of got that vibe that you're looking for. It certainly has when I've been there anyway. So I do, of all of the festivals in the kind of, you know, Shropshire area, Herefordshire, those sort of, I do really recommend that one to you, especially if you've never been to one before. And even more importantly, if you've got a couple of kids or so, Beardy Festival's the one to look at. It really is. So have a look at their website, beardyfolkfestival.co.uk. Okay, a little further afield now, but one which I plan to visit is the GTSF, which is also known as the Gate to Southwell Festival. And it's in Nottinghamshire on the 4th to the 7th of July. It's a biggie. It's a really big festival with some equally big names appearing, such as Rhiannon Giddens from the States, a fully functioning Blue Rose Code band as well. It's nice to see the band being there. It's just amazing, really, rather than just a couple of them. Catherine Tickell and her band are on, Man Ran are on, and also a band that I particularly like, The Ha.
I dreamed of pretty Molly. I saw the Colonel Powers and four stout able fellows. I flew to me pistols, but found I was mistaken, and out flashed the water like a prisoner I was taken. Soldiers and I loudly did call. Many have I robbed, but never yet killed any. And now I must die on the plains of Kilkenny.
That's great, isn't it? That's the Ha. Unique version of Whiskey in the Jar. And that's from the Where Old Ghosts Meet album from a year or so ago. I saw them at Whitchurch at the start of the 2024 tour. Really impressed. And they're on at GTSF in Notts. It's a great event, that. Really great. We've already been playing new tracks by Canadian band The Fugitives. I'm off to see them in a couple of weeks' time, too, up in Bury. So let's have another, because they're also on at GTSF in Notts. This is The Story of Our Times from The Fugitives.
This is the story of our times, but you don't have to listen. I always wondered about our hearts, then I found them missing. I'm tired of hunger, but it sure beats giving up. Went along until the walls went up. And I was chained all that, that's not who I am anymore. I left him in our bed, though I knew he wasn't sleeping. Said they'd pass right through, I knew what would happen. Last I heard he'd taken every oath. From our door the soldiers come and go. And I was chained all that, that's not who I am. I was chained all that, that's not who I am. I was chained all that, that's not who I am.
That's A Story of Our Times by the Canadian band The Fugitives, who are on tour in the UK at the moment. And they're bound for the GTSF, that great gateway to Southwell Festival in July. Also appearing actually at GTSF are fellow Canadians Tara McLean and Catherine McClellan. So it's worth you want. There's some great stuff, you know, happening in Canada. I'm getting quite a lot of material sent to me at the moment from Canadian artists, and I can't wait to play it half the time. It's just so good, so good. Excellent stuff. Okay, then, a little later in July, 25th to the 28th to be precise, Warwick is always a big draw. And as I previously mentioned, I think Mary Hell will also be playing at that one. And one of my favourite Scots band will be featured alongside the Unthanks and the Oyster Band, and that's Breebach.
Cheers and Rufford. is thoi a krik mieki a tasht poi pinte hantan er kiau spiok an angoneon ma pakort on ataron ta agif sef a bea pe buri kaunt se kiau skiet tiaban chees neon stoniak trau men joet eter dafanai eter
nice, that's Breebach, great band, great Scottish band really, and that's from their album, 2022 album actually, called Fas, which means growth, development, and that's Edda and Abrai, really, really good, and they're playing Warwick, Warwick's on, the Warwick Festival's on 25th to the 28th of July, fantastic. But speaking of Scots bands favoured by yours truly, actually, Nos also play at Warwick. So let's have a bit of Nos, shall we? A slightly different sound from Nos. Take a listen to this. This is Hard Times, which of course is a Gillian Welsh song.
There was a camp town man, he used to plough and sing, and he loved that mule, and the mule loved him. When the day gets long, as it does around now, I hear him singing to his mule cow, singing, come on, my sweet old girl, and I'll bet the whole damn world that we're gonna make it yet to the end of the road. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind no more. He said it's a mean old world, heavy in need. That big machine is just picking up speed. We were supping on tears, we were supping on wine. We all get to heaven in our own sweet time. So come on, ye Asheville boys, turn up your old time noise, and kick till the dust comes up through the cracks in the floor. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind no more. But the camp town man, he doesn't plow no more. I seen him walking down to the cigarette store. I guess he lost that knack, or he forgot that song. Woke up one morning and the mule was gone. So come on, you ragtime kids, come on, you dogs and sins, we're gonna make it yet to the end of the road. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Singing, hard times ain't gonna rule.
Superb, that. Isn't that a lovely, lovely version of a fantastic song? Gillian Welch's Hard Times. Wonderful song, that. Nos, from their most recent 2023 album, Stretching Skyward. Just a great version. And they're on at Warwick as well, 25th to the 8th of July. Another artist drawing me to Warwick is, for me, the man himself, really. Needs no introduction. It's John Tams.
Playground, hearts pound, unsteady on the floor. Lennon and McCartney have a lot to answer for. You know what your name is, it's written in the book. These days I scarcely dare to look. 16 summers gone forever, I got flowers in my hair. But drew a line of what I know, it would stretch from here to way back there. You know what your name is, it's written in the book. These days I scarcely dare to look. Meanwhile, some years later, somebody has changed the game. The rules are very simple, it's just me.
John Tams, that couldn't it? Magnificent singer, magnificent songwriter and interpreter of tradition as well. And that's from the classic album, The Reckoning. That got reissued, didn't it, by Topic, just before lockdown, I think it was, 2019, with some additional tracks that John supplied them to. Fantastic. And that's written in the book. That's the opening track from that great album, The Reckoning. John's on at the Warwick Festival. I'm a big fan. Used to love all of that Albion Band stuff when he was a member of the band. Anyway, Warwick runs from 25 to 28th of July. warwickfolkfestival.co.uk is what you should be looking at. I do recommend it. I've been to Warwick once or twice in the past, I can tell you. Really good. But a date that's always imprinted on my consciousness is the one announcing the Shrewsbury Folk Festival. And of course, that was announced way back, and it's going to be on the 23rd to the 26th of August. Over, I think there's a bank holiday weekend then, isn't there? I think there is anyway. And one look at their website will tell you why. What a bill. And we've already sort of primed listeners, haven't we, at Folkscene, by playing a few artists who are appearing there this year. For example, Anthony John Clark. I don't know whether he's with or without Dave Pegg, but, you know, he might be with him, mightn't he? Rosie Hood, etc., and her band. But what about Jackie McShee's Pentangle? So let's go back in time, shall we? First track from the first Pentangle album from 1967, that is. Pentangle, Let No Man Steal Your Time. Wonderful bowing on the double bass there from Danny Thompson. Fantastic stuff. And it's really jazzy, isn't it? Let No Man Steal Your Time. Jazzed up. Jackie prefers the big occasions these days, so she's bound to play a blinder. But, of course, very sad news that Jackie's husband, Jerry Conway, passed away in late March. And, of course, he played in the band. So fingers crossed that everybody can make it to Shrewsbury. I'd love to see her again, you know, just love to see her. Anyway, at which event, of course, we can also hear Minerva radio favourites, such as our next lot. We've played these a bit, haven't we? Patacus.
I do go, there's nothing goes amiss with me, the harrow or the plough. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow. Day's work's over, I go home late at night, for in my my wife and family, I take a great delight. My children, they come round me with their pretty little flattery toys, and that's all the pleasure that a poor man enjoys. Sometimes I do reap, and sometimes I do mow. The other times to hedging and a ditching I do go. There's nothing goes amiss with me, the harrow or the plough. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow. My wife, she is willing to join me in this yoke. We're just like two young turtle doves, there's never one provoked. And though the times are very bad, we are very poor, we still keep the wolves and the ravens from our door. Sometimes I do reap, and sometimes I do mow. The other times to hedging and a ditching I do go. There's nothing goes amiss with me, the harrow or the plough. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow. Their souls in heaven, they spend, and that those left behind us a better pattern take, that they may follow after as quick as they can make. Sometimes I do reap, and sometimes I do mow. The other times to hedging and the ditching I do go. There's nothing goes amiss with me, the harrow or the plough. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow.
Paticus. We like Paticus a lot on Minerva Radio. I'll be really looking forward to seeing them at Shrewsbury, I can tell you. As with this next lot too, and I'm sure you know, we're big fans of the Josh Burnell and his band.
Those ruby shoes to get back.
Absolutely love it. That's Josh Bunnell and his band from that album that came out, back end of last year, wasn't it? Last night. And he's on with his group at Shrewsbury, 23rd to the 26th of August. Fantastic, really. Just great. Just love that. Can't wait to see him. Come September, as usual, I'm off to Bromyard, which is a lovely little town, isn't it? On the 5th to 8th of September. Oyster Band are on, Spears and Bowden are on, Faye Heald, and I think with a trio, Noss are on once again, and also this guy who I was privileged to introduce just pre-lockdown at the Northwich Saltworks. Fantastic performance space there. Martin Simpson. Shiloh.
Have you seen her haunted eyes in the hills of Shiloh? Have you heard her mournful cries in the hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her running down, searching through the sleeping town, in her yellowed wedding gown, in the hills of Shiloh? Seen her standing there in the hills of Shiloh, the wind blowing in her hair in the hills of Shiloh, listening for the sound of guns, listening for the rolling drums, and the man who never comes to the hills of Amanda sing in the hills of Shiloh, whisper to her wedding ring in the hills of Shiloh, heard her humming soft and low, poor Amanda does not know it was ended 40 years ago in the hills of Shiloh. Go in the hills of Shiloh.
Oh, that's lovely stuff, that. Martin Simpson, could only be Martin Simpson, and the hills of Shiloh from that great album, Rooted. And he's on at Bromyard in September. Can't wait for that one. Fantastic stuff. Also at Bromyard, as we come to the close of the show now, a favourite band of mine during the old BBC Radio Merseyside era. I remember them playing Up a Storm as well at the Wirral Folk Festival some time ago, and that's Granny's Attic. They're on at Bromyard. So I'll see you at some of these festivals, I hope. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with Granny's Attic. All the best.